This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And who are we going to speak with now,
Maka? Now have on the line the leader of the Federal Opposition and actually my local member in Melbourne, Bill Shorten. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Excellent. It's a nice, sort of moderately sunny morning in Melbourne, and I'm looking forward to tonight's Mardi Gras.
It's going to be good. In fact, it's huge. It's now almost 40 years since the first Mardi Gras in 1978. For us, in our community, and I know you're a big supporter of marriage equality,
yep.
It's not just about marriage equality, it's about diversity. It's about recognition of difference and acceptance of difference. What does Mardi Gras mean to you, Bill?
It means a number of things. It means a celebration of our diversity. It means people are able to express who they are without fear of demonisation. At a very practical level, it's fun. I'm taking my family. But it also reminds me that we've still got a way to go, haven't we? I mean, we should just get on and have this vote on marriage equality and be done with it.
Do you think... Look, we're speaking with Micah B, the CEO of SBS, and he thinks it's still... It's, you know, a lot is going on behind the scenes, and you know that better than anyone. In terms of in Canberra, particularly, you know, the government members, I know that you guys do all talk... business leaders we've had on from Holden and from Virgin Australia, they want us to get on with it. Why can't we get on with it and put this to sleep and treat Australians as equal? Why can't it happen, Bill?
Because the coalition won't allow a conscience vote. And the reason why that is that Mr. Turnbull's hostage to the right wing of his party, and I don't know what he believes in anymore. I mean, I'm sure personally he'd vote for it. But I just think that's what Parliament was created for, to pass laws, to make decisions. And I think we don't opt out of making decisions in Parliament on a whole range of other matters. So why the Coalition and the Liberals and the Nationals and the Conservatives demand there be some sort of public opinion poll on marriage equality is beyond me. We've changed the Marriage Act 20 times in Parliament with just a vote. So I think it's a real Conservative backlash, and I think we've just got to keep making the case in Parliament. Yeah,
yes, we have support from all of the state parliaments, pretty much, right across the country. We have support from all of our key business leaders. All of our community leaders are saying it's time, enough. And yes, we've got a handful of people who are actually blocking this from occurring in Canberra.
We do in the coalition, and what we need to do is have the vote. I can promise through you to your audience that if we're successful at the next federal election, within 100 days, we'll put legislation in the Parliament just to vote on it. And I have to say, if Labor wins the election, there'll be enough votes to get it up.
I was going to quickly, Bill, it's not a crack at you guys, but how can something like this, I understand politics, but a conscience vote, how can a matter of human rights be a conscience issue? I don't get it.
Because, frankly, the Liberal Party, if they just allowed a conscience vote, it would have the numbers to get up. Mm. I mean, there are some Conservatives in the Liberal Party who want to bind everyone else to the status quo. And so I think the easiest way through for Liberal MPs is to have to be allowed to vote according to their personal beliefs. And if that was the case, it'd be a majority.
So the numbers are there, aren't they?
If they are. Once Mr. Turnbull...
Freeze it up.
Yep.
Hi, Bill. It's Shannon here. You said that if Labor were to win the next government within 100 days, you would introduce legislation. Which actual bill would you put forward into the Parliament? Would it be the revised draft legislation that's just been reviewed and agreed upon by different lobby groups and different representatives, or would it be one of the other many pieces of draft legislation that's out there?
I think the work would be the most recent work done by a joint parliamentary committee forms the basis to go forward on, I think. I'm not really interested in rubbing anyone's face in and from the Conservatives. I think it's in the interest of everyone that if we can have as much common ground, well, that's the way you keep society moving forward, the more we can unite people.
Absolutely.
Bill, it's Tass here. As the alternative Prime Minister for this nation, in addition to marriage equality, what else can our communities expect from a Labor government led by yourself?
I think my Labor predecessors have done a fair bit in terms of changing laws which discriminate against gay people. One proposal which we don't even need to wait to be in government to do is to deal with a range of measures to improve access to PREP. I've written to the Prime Minister offering bipartisan support. I think that PrEP is being hailed as a game changer, as a key part of halting new HIV infections. I think that we need to make it more available for Australians. There's roughly 31,000 gay and bisexual men who meet the high-risk eligibility criteria for PrEP in Australia. I think the potential of this drug means that more needs to be done by the government. So I think that would be a very good start.
In fact, we could eradicate HIV in this country in the next couple of years.
We could eradicate new infections, yeah.
And so that's why I would like Mr. Turnbull on Mardi Gras Day, even if he's got pressing commitments elsewhere, to consider supporting this proposal.
You know, we did invite him to come on today, but unfortunately he's not available. We're not sure what he's doing.
Well, I understand he's physically not available to be in Sydney. It's probably disappointing he's not available to be anywhere where there's phone reception in Australia, though.
I'm glad you said that. And
we have been thinking that, but we didn't feel it was actually appropriate for us to say that. Thanks,
well,
Bill.
I'm sure he's got his agenda and plans.
Well, it's very interesting that I noticed in the print gay press there was an advertisement that did have a photograph of both Turnbull and his partner Lucy, and it said, "Lucy and I would like to, you know, congratulate everybody or wish everybody a safe and happy Mardi Gras." I was a little bit uncomfortable with that.
Well, I think that is his personal view. I think his mind has told him he's got to get down into the gutter and attack Labor at every chance. I'm not going to attack him. I think they are his views, those that are expressed. But I do believe that if you want to have the job of Prime Minister, the job of the Prime Minister is not to find somewhere to hide.
I agree. So you're coming up, Bill, for Mardi Gras with your family.
Will you be marching, Bill?
Yes.
Fantastic. Who are you marching with?
Rainbow Labor. There's a lot of Labor Party people who've been very active. I'm just one of many. Tanya Plibersek, my deputy, for instance, has been... In fact, I could name plenty of our members.
I'm assuming that the LGBTI MP for the year, who was nominated last Thursday night, Penny Wong, will be marching as well?
I don't know, but she's got a record second to none. So I don't know if she'll physically be there, but she's been an outstanding advocate. And I should also say, I'm sure there'll be Liberal MPs who will be there. I think Trent Zimmerman and some others who are very, very... clear in their views.
Is Tim Wilson marching, do you think?
I don't know.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
Yeah?
No. Oh, I think he's fair income.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, for me, this isn't about... I'd rather this wasn't a party political issue at the next election. That's why I think it would be smart for the Liberals to allow a free vote now.
If... I want to give you a hypothetical. Let's assume for a second that the Prime Minister... announced that he would allow a free vote.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that those people on the far right that are very critical of you can change policies, you can change superannuation policies, you enter an election with, you can change all these other policies, and that's not backsliding, but on this, they say it is. Do you think someone like George Christensen would really take his bat and go home? Do you think he'd really jump ship?
I think he's probably got... I don't know him that well. I suspect there's other issues which are aggravating him with the government. You know, like, this government seems to be determined to stick to only a couple of the things that they talk about. One is tax cuts for large companies, and the other one is not to allow a free vote. It's interesting what you spend political capital on, your political credibility on. And we think that this most recent decision to cut penalty rates is just a surprising and wrong decision. So we will, Labor will fight against these penalty rate cuts, and, you know, we'll take whatever criticism we get. It seems to me, though, that if you're going to fight for issues, the issues should be issues which affect a lot of people. Yet they're fighting against marriage equality. I think it's the wrong priorities. I mean, it's up to them, but at least they should allow their colleagues in the coalition who support marriage equality to be able to vote for marriage equality.
A well-known Liberal we often have on the show, Michael Kroger, joked to me once that he supported marriage equality. He didn't have a problem. He said, I've been married a number of times. He said, I think everyone should have that opportunity.
I think sometimes in life we can overcomplicate it. It's not like a maths problem where how you get from A to how you get the right answer is what matters. If people are willing to get to the right answer, I don't mind what their logic is to get there.
Yeah. Look, we're nearly out of time, Bill. Want to ask you to give our listeners a final message, and bear in mind, SBS Digital 3 is broadcasting us, Community Broadcasting Network, Joy, and Mardi Gras, so you're actually probably going to be potentially speaking to a million or more people.
Fantastic. I hope that Mr. Turnbull hears the voice of thousands of Australians this weekend. Finally, let's the Parliament vote to make marriage equality a reality. And if you want marriage equality in Australia, vote Labor at the next election. Have a lovely night.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Great to have you on Joy 94.9. It's been a long time coming, but it's really good to hear your voice on our airwaves.
Appreciate that.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Cheers.
And you're welcome on Saturday Magazine anytime.
Okay, good. I'll take you up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Leader of the Opposition, Bill Shorten.
Now, just in relation to what he was talking about, PrEP and trying to get it onto the PBAC to get it approved, to have it available at a reduced cost.
That's the pharmaceutical benefit scheme.
Yes, yep. Correct. It's just New South Wales has just released its 2016 data, and new HIV infections are down, or diagnoses are down by 8%, and that's probably because they started that PrEP trial
a lot earlier
at the end of 2015.
That's so pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
First time in 5 years the numbers have dropped.
Yep. Hey, they are pretty strong messages from the Leader of the Opposition, the alternative Prime Minister of this country. Yep.
I just wish our Prime Minister was here to say a few words to us. He wasn't. Can't change that. But thank you, Bill Shorten, for giving us that time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.